So how's your day going?
It's a fiesta. Kyle channeled a supernatural dimension.
What?
A Ouija board. Spelled out some weird number for him. He was totally pushing it.
Well, of course he was, but he may not realize he was doing it, in which case, maybe it's another memory trying to claw its way out. Did he say he knew what the number meant?
Of course not. That would be too easy.
Well, I have to talk to him about it.
He asked when his birthday was.
Yeah, he's having a really hard time with that today.
Everyone's weird today. Even Declan, who's usually dependably unweird.
So, what's going on with him?
I don't know. He won't talk to me. And I haven't mastered the art of shrinking like you have.
Well, sometimes the easiest way to get somebody to open up is to just be there for them without judgment when they're ready to spill.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I live for judgment.
You and Declan definitely seem to be getting closer.
I guess.
I guess you probably feel that you're ready for more. Physically, I mean.
Are you shrinking me right now?
Shrinking, momming, you know, whatever works.
Stick to baking. It's less mortifying.
Oh, you know, life can be mortifying sometimes. And trust me, sometimes sex can be too.
That's straying from the usual. When two people love each other, they make beautiful magic script.
Well, that's true, too. It's just that it doesn't always happen that way, especially if you rush into things.
You're right.
I am.
I'm not ready.